The AccuWeather forecast. Cloudy today. We'll have a high of about 33. Some early morning light snowfall causing a couple of accidents here and there. People apparently finding it a little bit slippery in some locations. Looks like it may be over at this point, but for the formal announcement from Wisconsin Athletic Director Barry Alvarez that Greg Gard will lose the interim tag off his title as basketball coach. JS Online having two sources this morning claiming that Gard's work since he took over for Bo Ryan back in December and the team going 12-5 has, quote, blown away UW officials, unquote. The job was posted last week, the application deadline, by the way, 4:30 this afternoon. Police in Milwaukee warning that traffic and parking around the United Community Center on South 9th Street going to be really restricted today with the president visiting. He's coming in as a result of Milwaukee's sign-up total on health care. It recommends, does the police department, anybody who's not living or working in that area or who doesn't have an invitation to the event itself, completely avoid it. Milwaukee police will be working the traffic control and other perimeter duties. Secret Service has the security, of course, closer to the president. Question, can John Lisher restore public trust in the state correction system in the midst of all the investigations into alleged abuse at the Lincoln Hills Youth Facility?
Certainly the aspect of Lincoln Hills is of a primary concern to me personally because I believe sincerely and seriously that the care and treatment of our young juvenile offenders is a goal we should all take with great seriousness and with compassion.
Lisher's appointment to head DOC had a public hearing yesterday before the Senate Judiciary Committee. He was secretary of that agency from 1999 to 2003. Police in Racine and Kenosha, each investigating a pair of overnight burglary cases. Kenosha's was an attempted break-in that occurred before 3 a.m. at the Mobile Food Mart on 60th Street. Two male offenders reportedly observed on surveillance video trying to get in, both last seen heading south on nearby 15th Street. In Racine, a back door discovered open to a convenience store in the 1300 block of Lathrop Avenue. An alarm sending police there before 4 a.m., snow prints were tracked for a time into the immediate neighborhood. One of the dozens of bills signed into law this week by Governor Walker includes one that lets young children operate more powerful ATVs on state trails. State law has allowed kids under 12 to drive ATVs on private property with adult supervision, but not on roadways. They can operate small ATVs defined as having engines no bigger than 90 cubic centimeters on the state trails if accompanied by an adult. This new law redefines small ATVs as having engines no larger than 130cc. And the Racine Community Development Committee is meeting tonight at City Hall. The agenda includes a public hearing on the recommended 2016 Annual Action Plan, followed by formal approval. This action plan is required by the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, plus a multi-year consolidated plan, all to receive entitlement money for the CDBG, Home, and ESF programs. Caledonia police are investigating a couple of daytime burglaries that occurred in the village Wednesday. One was on Newberry Lane, the other on Tennessee Road. The one about mid-afternoon involved a couple of Hispanic males keeping one of the home's occupants busy outside. A third man got inside. Surrounding law enforcement agencies were told to look out for a blue pickup truck. Police in Caledonia, like others, reminding the public about maintaining the security of their homes and contacting them about this kind of suspicious activity. Maybe you or somebody you know was among them last month. Millions of background checks conducted on gun purchases done by the FBI. Here's Ann Cates.
Background checks, which the FBI conducts every time someone tries to buy a gun from a federally licensed dealer, topped $2.5 million in February. That is the third busiest month on record, although short of the all-time high of 3.3 million background checks this past December. And 2015 was a record year for background checks since the FBI started tracking them in 1998. The second biggest month for weapons background checks was December 2012 after the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre that killed 26. Gun purchases often spike after high-profile mass shootings, or when consumers are wary such crimes may result in more gun control. I'm Ann Cates.
In Kenosha Circuit Court, a 20-year-old man facing attempted homicide charges referenced a home invasion and shooting in 2015. Shadon Mark arrested this week by Kenosha police and the Kenosha County Tactical Response Team. He allegedly was trying to escape through a window on a residence while officers were serving a warrant. He was formally charged with attempted homicide, armed robbery, and armed burglary. That September 2015 home invasion did include a resident being shot twice. And an outbreak of a bacterial bloodstream infection in southern Wisconsin has now been linked to 18 deaths since December the 29th. The infection detected in 44 people to this point, the majority of them over the age of 65. All those infected also having serious underlying health conditions, that according to the state health office. A master education plan for Racine County proposes that members of local government, business, and the community in general work together for effective change that will lead to students graduating with the right skill levels to fill jobs, the emphasis beginning with Racine Unified, including its image problem. During a presentation to the Caledonia Village Board, Dominic Cariello, Director of Manufacturing Operations at Badger Meter, said Racine Unified is the focus with higher expectations and the district reaching out to the community when it has needs.
RUSD says I need 5 business people from the construction industry to work over at this academy with these teachers and faculty on developing a curriculum in the construction academy. So then they feed that to Higher Expectations. Higher Expectations shoots that out to the RAMAC, to the organizations, and says, who do we have? Who wants to be part of this?
The retired Army Brigadier General pulling no punches and saying today's educational efforts are stuck on stupid and not working. And that is why the Career Academies model needs community support. He told the Board of Education when he presented this plan to them that they have to treat the district like it's a business. The superintendent is the CEO. They are the board of directors, not the managers. The Caledonia Village Board last night approving a resolution in support of the Racine County Educational Master Plan. And one-time Racine Unified School Board member John Homerson is being remembered after his passing this week at the age of 87. The 24-year Army veteran saw time in Korea twice. He served on the school board from 1994 to 96. John Homerson's funeral services are next Monday. Looks like a little standoff between the city of Kenosha and the FAA when it comes to the issue of skydiving at Kenosha Regional Airport. Agencies warn that federal funding for the airport could be cut because of the city's ban on skydiving activity. Mayor Keith Bosman, meanwhile, according to the Kenosha News, is trying to convince the agency about skydiving being a problem for the air traffic controllers and the pilots of planes that are trying to land and take off. World Skydiving Center has leased a hangar and office space at the airport for about 3 years. That lease, however, expired at the first of the year, and the city is recommending against renewal because of, among other things, skydiving activities. The group was cited by Kenosha police for skydiving into Petsky Park last fall against city ordinance. One of the new Wisconsin laws signed this week by Governor Walker forces state agencies to rein in their spending requests. No longer will they be able to ask for large operational spending hikes in the budgets. In fact, requests will have to be cut operationally by about 5% over the next 2 years and then maintain future spending at those same levels. The measure does not cover, however, state debt levels or state aid to local governments. Stephen Avery's attorneys hitting the road trying to talk about the trial that led to his conviction for the murder of Teresa Halbach. Dean Strang and Jerome Buting planning to speak at events in 27 cities across the U.S. and Canada into the summer months. A promotional video with Buting says it's a chance for unfiltered discussion.
In essence, this is sort of like a director's cut of what experiences we had and what lessons we've learned from that case and other cases in our career.
Interest in this case has grown considerably ever since release of the Netflix series in December that chronicled Avery and his nephew's trials for Halbach's murder. And the Wisconsin State Journal says a top executive at Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's biggest business lobby, dissuaded the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation from contacting Kraft Heinz about its future plans before the food conglomerate announced it was closing the Madison Oscar Mayer plant last year. A candidates forum featuring the two men running for mayor in Kenosha will be held tonight at Gateway Technical College. Former Mayor John Antaramian and Alderman Bob Johnson will be answering questions at that forum beginning at 6 o'clock this evening. It'll be at the Center for Bioscience and Information Technology. The forum is sponsored by Gateway Public Radio and Kenosha Community Media. It will then focus in on the candidates who are running for seats on the Kenosha City Council. That'll be at 7 o'clock. And then at 8 o'clock, it's the candidates for Kenosha County Board. Governor Scott Walker this week signing a bill into law that would keep a lot of people who are seeking vital records from having to travel to another county, with creation of a statewide electronic database for birth, death, and marriage certificates. Outagamie County's Register of Deeds, Sarah Van Kamp, points out this will take a little bit of time to implement.
Birth will be available from 1994 forward, death from September of 2013, and marriage from May of 2015. But as things work backwards, those records will become, you know, more and more available.
The new system itself should be up and running by January of next year. Racine County Register of Deeds Tyson Fettis among the bill's supporters. The USS Battleship Wisconsin was decommissioned way back in 1991, and since that time there have been no U.S. naval vessels bearing the state's name. Wisconsin Congressman Jim Sensenbrenner wants to change that.
Sensenbrenner sent a letter to Secretary of the Navy Raymond Mabus asking that a Virginia-class submarine be named in the state's honor. In the letter, he says the state of Wisconsin deserves a place in the fleet, noting the state's long and storied history in the building and supplying of ships to the Navy. He says Wisconsin's own submarine would also serve as a tribute to all current and former Wisconsin sailors, many of whom have received some of the highest honors bestowed on sailors. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Our AccuWeather forecast is coming up. I'm Tom Karkle, WRJN News.